The Fed chair shook things up a bit on Tuesday with his testimony after pushing back on rate cut timing and warning against premature easing. This all but takes July rate cut prospects off the table, with September now seen as the earliest date for the next rate cut. The U.S. dollar was up across the board, albeit mildly, on the back of this news. Meanwhile, the euro and pound took hits on their own fundamentals, with the market worrying about strikes in France and the incoming U.K. government looking to immediately up the minimum wage. The yen was also weaker on its own headlines, with the local market growing more tired with the BOJ and the central bank actually ever making any tightening tweaks to policy. Looking ahead, we get an early Wednesday RBNZ decision along with Japan producer prices, Aussie housing data, and China inflation data. There's no first-tier calendar risk out of Europe on Wednesday. An absence of first-tier data in the North American session will leave the focus on another round of Fed chair testimony and some more Fed speak. That's all for now.